Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Leighton Automatic Masturbator 10 Squeezing, Sucking, Vibrating Sensations Free Lube Male Sex Toy from Best Vibe. So this is basically Leighton's version of a fleshlight. Now I need to apologize, my camera's going to be a little dark. It's because the toy is made of white plastic. If I turn up the brightness on my camera, it's going to wash everything out. It's going to be like glowing. So in order for the details in the toy to be clear on camera, I have to turn the exposure on my camera down. So the video is going to be slightly dark. I do apologize. It's because it's made out of white plastic. If it was like black plastic or blue, or it wouldn't be a problem, but my camera does not like white plastic things. Anyway, this is like Leighton's version of a fleshlight. It looks like a fleshlight, or I'm sorry, like a flashlight. The cap has a pair of lips on it, which is pretty cool. It's got your standard vagina, good detail work, good color. There's a, I think this might be modeled, okay, on the website it has a porn star, like a Japanese porn star. On the website it says that this is recommended by Yui Hatano, and it's got her signature on the vagina insert. So I'm pretty sure this is modeled after Yui Hatano's vagina, because I've only seen this when they have a toy modeled after a porn star. So what does it do? This toy is actually really cool. I remember viewing a toy similar to this years ago. What this is a smart fleshlight, for lack of a better word. It actually detects when you're using it, and it adjusts moaning and tightness and vibration based on what you're doing. Which is great, that's awesome. It's so realistic, it really kind of immerses you into it. So let me take you about the features. We have a power button. We have a speaker button. This is a little bit confusing, so I'll go over this in detail. And then we have like the up and down, which can be controlling the volume, or it can adjust the airbag tightness. So let me show you the inside of the insert, or not the inside of the insert, but the inside of the toy. All right, so the insert looks like this, and there's a bullet vibrator on this wire, and it's a pretty big one. Let me show you how big the bullet vibrator is. It's pretty big. That's like twice as big as other bullet vibrators I've seen. And there are airbags. There's actually two rows of airbags. There's a row of airbags up at the top, and there's another row of airbags down there. So you have two rows of airbags and a bullet vibrator, a fairly substantial one as well. All right, so we're gonna turn it on. Okay, so it's vibrating and you can see the airbags inflating. All right, so I'm gonna turn the airbag up. I think it's there, you can see that. See the airbags? You can see the different rows of airbags. Again, there's two rows of airbags, and what these do is they tighten the insert and they simulate a woman, you know, like her Kegel muscles, like tightening on your dick without using suction. It just uses these airbags to kind of cause the insert to tighten. And this bullet vibrator is just vibrating in my hand. I mean, it's pretty powerful. You can see it going. Now you may be wondering what this thing is. This is actually a indicator of the airbag. So this little button, this little gray thing, will either expand or not based on if the airbags are inflated. So right now it's inflated because the airbags are inflated. All right. And look, now you can here. Let me show you the button. See how big it's getting? Because it's now it's really tight. This is like its tightest settings. See how inflated those airbags are? And then you see the little gray button. It's an indicator of the airbag state. But then if I hit the other button, watch. See, it disappears. So you can use these buttons to adjust the airbag tightness. Right? So that's what these do. There you go. So in here's where it kind of like inflates and then deflates on its own. Now the insert isn't put in this, but like, I just want you to imagine with the insert in this toy, the insert tightening on your dick like this. Now this is in a rhythmic way. This isn't directed by you. The way to turn on that is you have to Well, the power button also controls the vibrator. Let me get that out of the way. So here's low, medium, high. Like here's, it's going nuts. And then it does the little patterns, which it's hard to show. I just take my word for it. It's doing little patterns. All right, let me turn everything off. I don't want the vibrator on. Okay, so you have to cycle through to turn the vibrator off. All right, now the vibrator's off. But as you can see, the light is still on. What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna activate what's called shake mode, and it's also gonna activate the moaning. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hold down the sound button for 2 seconds. Okay? So what this does is, this isn't reacting to you. You have to click it 2 more times. So this one is just moaning. All right, so now it turns red. All right, and it's like, all right, is this the one? Okay, so check this out. I'm not doing anything. Oh, hold on, stop. I'm not doing anything, right? So she's not moaning, it's not shaking, it's not inflating. Now, just to simulate, I'm gonna pretend to use it, okay? I'm gonna just start using it. And you can see now the vibrator is going. And now the tightness, well, you can't tell. Let me shake it. Look, see how the airbag's tightened? This is in response to me using it. And the intensity that you use it causes it to... See that? So this is causing the vibrations and the tightness to trigger because I'm using it. And it gets more intense as you go. And it simulates like sex, right? But if I stop, it stops. Isn't that cool? So it actually responds to you using the toy. It's like, oh, she's like trying to get me to interact with her again. Isn't that cool? And the speaker is here. All right. Okay. All right, that's enough out of you. All right, I turned it off. Okay, you get the point, right? Isn't that cool? So again, the way to activate this is you turn on the power, all right? Now, if you want the vibrator on, you can control this manually, but if you just want it to be controlled by your actions, you just cycle through the power button until the vibrator turns off. You gotta go through the whole thing, because for some reason they tied it to the power button. Then you turn on, you click this 2 times. There, all right, once it's blue. Oh, is this maybe 3 times? Which one is the one with the voice? Oh, I think I have to hold it, hold on. There we go, okay. Okay, you have to hold it to activate the voice. So if you're like, if you don't wanna alert people around you, you don't hold it down and the voice won't activate it. But if you hold it down to activate the voice, then go when it turns blue, that's when it does the manual thing where it activates when you're using it. All right, anyway. All right, okay. So you get the picture. It's really cool. Really, really cool. All right. So obviously just small nitpicks. I would have liked the controls for the voice to be more obvious instead of also... I would like to be able to turn the vibrator off easier than clicking through every vibrator speed and pattern until it finally turns off. Because here's the thing, a woman's vagina doesn't vibrate. So, you know, the suction is great. The moaning, that's great. The vibrating, that's unrealistic. It's fine. It's there if you want it. And you can turn it off. I would just like an easier way to turn it off. As far as getting to the moaning interaction, it's kind of weird because you got to turn it on, then you have to hold down the speaker button, and then cycle to the 3rd setting to activate the more interactive mode, which is the best part. So there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through to get to make the toy at the perfect settings. It would have been nice if there was like a single button or a switch or something I could do to get to that setting immediately instead of having to switch through a whole bunch of stuff. Not the end of the world, but you know, those are my nitpicks. All right, there's a speaker here. This is the charge port. The charge uses a magnetic charger. I would have preferred USB-C, but, you know, we can't all have what we want. It connects via magnetism, and you can see it charging with the red light. And then there is a headphone port. So if you don't want to have the moaning come out of the speaker, you can plug a pair of headphones, and it'll go to the headphones if you need your privacy or something like that. All right. So, what do I think about the toy? It's great. It feels extremely realistic. Honestly, it's a lot of fun. I love toys that basically respond to you. So it doesn't feel like I'm turning on the vibration, I'm turning on the suction. It's going at an analog speed. This toy feels like it's playing back with you, which I really appreciate. I've only seen one other toy do this, and I think it was also a Leighton toy, but it was from a long time ago. And this toy is actually pretty impressively priced for what it is. Remember, this is like a Leighton Fleshlight, but it's not just, you know, a pocket pussy in a plastic shell. It has vibration, it has suction, not suction, I'm sorry. It has vibration, it has tightening via airbags, but it has two sets of airbags, and then has this little moaning thing. And the best part is the way it interacts with you, the way you can put it to a certain setting, and then it speeds up and gets more intense the more intense you are. So if you're like going in and out really slowly, romantically, the toy will respond to you. If you're going to town on it, the toy will respond to you. And I think that's really cool. Now you might be wondering, actually, you know what? Let me put the toy back together now that I've shown you the features. All right, so now the toy is put back together. Now I want to demonstrate one more thing. I was thinking about this. This toy, because of the way it's shaped, could be inserted into a doll if you've torn it. Like, I've heard horror stories where if you rip the vagina to the anus, you basically turn that whole area into one big gaping maw. One of the ways you can recondition your sex doll is by inserting a toy like this into that gaping maw and turning it back into something you can have sex with that feels normal. So this is pretty good size. I mean, I don't have a doll I can test this theory on, but if you have a sex doll that has a gaping maw because the vagina and the anus have been torn, you can just shove this up in there and it should work. I want to demonstrate it with the insert in. So we're going to use our curious little squid friend to demonstrate this. So let's turn it on. So let's have the vibrations going full on. And let's have okay. So instead of me jerking off like this, right? Let's use our little squid friend to demonstrate. See, okay, so it's. I wonder, does it work if I thrust without shaking it? Yeah? I can feel the vibration. I can feel it. I mean, it's still shaking a little bit. Okay. Yeah. So it's still responding. You got the airbags. You got the vibrations. All right. Cool. So you should be able to put this in a doll, and then as you thrust into it, it should respond to your thrust, which is really cool. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. Excellent. I really like this toy. This is a great toy. I really like the features on this toy. All right. Obviously, you know, if you don't like Asian girls, you don't like hearing Chinese in your ear, I can't help you with that. Leighton is a Chinese company. They cater primarily to the Asian market, so any kind of moaning and girl voices are going to be Asian. Maybe in the future they'll be like, maybe they'll hire somebody to moan who has a Western voice. Maybe they'll go worldwide, but for right now, you're just going to have to deal with the Chinese. If that's a problem for you, maybe this isn't the toy for you. But I think I have the answer. Because here's the thing, a toy like this, how much do you think a toy like this costs? We have a fleshlight that has vibration, it has tightening via two sets of airbags, And it's basically, it has some kind of smart detection so that as you thrust into it, it matches your intensity with moaning and vibration and tightening and simulates an actual woman having sex with you. How much do you think this toy costs? It's too late. The toy costs $108. Just over $100. And I do have a coupon code which will bring the toy under $100. And that's crazy. Now for a Leighton makes very high-end toys. Like, the most expensive, best toys I've ever used have been Leighton toys. For this toy to be $100 is actually pretty amazing. I would say this toy should be worth $150 to $200+. Now, at MSRPs, according to Best Vibe, at $154.60, although you can't always trust, like, it'll say on the website, oh, it's worth like $1,000 and it's 90% off. It's only $100. And no, come on, guys. Let's be honest here. But this toy, based on the features, the fact that it's a Leighton toy and everything it does, this toy probably is worth $150 to $200. And you can get it from Best Vibe for $108. And if you use my coupon code, it'll be under $100. So if you're in the market for basically a fleshlight but better, if you like the fleshlight aesthetic, you like kind of a sexy fuckable like flashlight design, something you could hold like this, but you want it to do more than just be a plastic shell around a pocket pussy, there you go. Also, if you're into the porn star Yui Hatano, apparently this is modeled after her vagina, so if you're into Yui Hatano, there you go. So you get to feel what it's like. And that's probably her moaning. You know, that's probably her voice. So if you like Yui Hatano, this is definitely the toy for you because it's modeled after a pussy and you can feel her moaning in your ear while you're fucking her. So there you go. If you're not into Yui Hatano, well, it's still a great toy. It floats my boat. I'm all about it. I'd love to see more toys with kind of an interactive element to it, where instead of just turning on the vibration, turning on the suction, turning on the thrusting, and then just using the toy, if the toy can somehow respond to you, like the more intense you are, the more intense the toy is, but it has more of an interactive element, I would love to see more toys have that kind of an option. But so far, this is only the second toy I've ever reviewed that had that kind of feature, but this is great. And really, really good price. Only $108 is really good. So even without the coupon code, definitely still get this if you're in the market. And if you have a sex doll with a torn vagina and you want to recondition her hole, you can stuff this toy in there and then now you have like a fuckable hole again. You have like an actual, you can use your doll again even though you've torn her up, which does happen, especially with older dolls. Now it might hang out of the doll a little bit, but this might be a good thing. Like if you have an anime body pillow sized doll, the problem with those is because they're scaled down, your bodies may not match up. You may be like towering over your anime body pillow waifu. So having a toy that kind of sticks out of her a bit will help you realign your body position when you're having missionary sex. And then maybe you'll be in a better position. It won't feel so awkward. So this may not be a bad thing, but check this toy out. If it sounds like a toy you might be interested in, definitely check it out. I've been very impressed with it. I don't know. I don't even know where I'd rank this. It's definitely not the best toy I've ever used. Like, I do like the toys that, you know, thrust up and down and all that stuff. But as far as a toy in this class at this price, this is probably the best fleshlight style toy I've ever used, because it has all these features that other fleshlights simply don't have. Very high quality, excellent brand. I always expect the best when I review a Leighton product. Anyway, that's all I have to say about this toy. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Please use the coupon code. This is a great toy, especially if you're looking for a fleshlight style toy. Really impressed with the product and the features. So thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Remember to use the coupon code. It's good for the whole site. So maybe you already have a toy like this, or maybe you're in the market for a different toy. Check out all the toys on Best Vibe and use the coupon code and save a little bit on your order. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.